Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please do be seated. Let's pray. God, you are our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We ask for your help this morning as we study your word together. Amen. You've got to feel for poor old Harry Kane, haven't you? Hands up if you were watching it last night. Most people here. When that penalty was eventually awarded, you could see the cameras panning round the stadium. And there were people on the edge of their seats, up on the feet, and they were like that. They were almost praying that he was going to knock that penalty straight in. And poor old Harry Kane was becoming some sort of messiah figure. Everybody was placing their hope in him, and then sadly, it didn't happen. And he's going to live with that torment, and that's really cruel. So you have got to feel for him. Everybody had their faith in him. They expected him to be some sort of messiah. And today, there's a question I think that most of us could ask ourselves at some stage in life, and how this question shapes our lives. Is Jesus Christ who he says he is? We might reply with either yes or no. But for some of us, there's a third answer. I'm not sure. And those of us in this position go through life with a foot in each camp, belief and unbelief. It's almost a kind of third way. And today's gospel text reveals that even the great John the Baptist also wasn't so sure about Jesus. After John had been put into prison, he sent some of his followers to question Jesus because he, Jesus, was not meeting his expectation of how the Messiah should act. People at that time, they were looking for a Messiah. They were looking for a savior. Perhaps they were expecting some kind of Goliath figure. Maybe it was going to be a knight in shining armor, someone who was going to relieve them from all their troubles. They were probably expecting some kind of terrifying Messiah coming from God, someone who's going to judge, condemn, and punish. But Jesus is coming completely the opposite. He emphasizes the compassionate, the merciful, and the healing nature of God. And Jesus just did not fit the unsparing role that John the Baptist had in his mind. And in reply to John's disciples, Jesus explains that he's attuned to a different expectation in the Bible of the role of the Messiah. He was filling the role of the Messiah promised by the prophet Isaiah. He hadn't come to condemn, he'd come to save. He'd come to bring forgiveness and healing to to people who are broken, people whose lives were in a bit of a mess, people whose lives were like yours or mine. Forgiveness, not condemnation, he taught, were the hallmarks of God's nature. So to the disappointment and even the scandal of some people, Jesus was found to be befriending the outcast, supporting those who were sick, broken, abused, and neglected. And he so identified these people who were on the margins of society that he said that every time we help someone who's hungry, sick, in prison, or a victim of injustice, or just simply down on their luck, we're actually helping Jesus. You're probably all familiar with the Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas. It tells a story about a king going out on the 26th of December in harsh winter weather, and he comes across a poor peasant in search of bits of wood to light a fire in his freezing home. And with his servant in tow, the king treks through the snow with food and wine for the peasant. And when the servant's about to give up the struggle against the cold weather, the king tells him to continue by following in his footprints, step foot by step, through the deep snow. And the legend itself is based on the life of a historical St. Venceslaus, a Duke of Bohemia. And like the poor peasant walking in the king's footsteps, Jesus asks that we follow in his own footsteps, following the path that he has trodden out for us, step by step. And on the way, we are to support the sick, the lonely, the oppressed, and those who are simply feeling down on their luck. We're to look out for victims of injustice, anyone who's in difficulty or simply in need. And it's amongst those sorts of people today that Jesus would surely be found. We've now entered the two darkest weeks of the year. Yes, we lost the football, but we are still in the grip of winter weather. The days are getting increasingly short, and so we can cheer ourselves up a bit with lights and with decorations. Just look at this magnificent Christmas tree we've got here and the beautifully decorated church that we're in. We can start listening to festive music, maybe go to parties and stock up with seasonal food and drink for celebrations with family and friends. And at the same time as we do that, we can recognize just how fortunate we are to have the opportunity to do that. We're spared from the hunger, the misfortune, and the deprivation that so many people suffer. And we might ask, why them and not me? But let's be thankful for our good fortune. And perhaps as Christmas approaches, think of other people beyond our own. And where we can, be imitators of Christ was to others as he came and died for us. So what sort of Messiah are you looking for? Is it going to be punishment, or is it going to be Jesus? In coming in complete faith, complete humility, coming for you, for me, and for the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.